Today's daf is Maseches Bava Metzia, daf Samech. We begin the fifth parak of Bava Metzia, also known as one of the most complex to study in all of Shas, mainly dealing with the topic of charging interest. The Mishnah on Amud Beis opens with the words Ezehu Neshech ve'Ezehu Tarbis. The Torah uses the word Neshech, which will translate as interest, and Tarbis, which will translate as an increase. The Torah uses that word Neshech in a few places, the first in Shmos, Perachav Beis, Pasachav Dal, in the context of a loan that requires the borrower to pay interest on taking the loans. Doing this is called Neshech, as Rashi writes over there. It's called this because it's like a snake bite. It's like a tiny bite on the foot that isn't felt at first, but then all at once it starts to swell and it impacts the whole body. So it is with interest. At first, person doesn't feel the financial drain that's happening, but then it grows and suddenly it causes a huge loss. The Baal HaTurim notes that Neshech is the numerical equivalent of the word Zeh Nachash. It's a snake, which is the cursed species, and he says that the snake is not going to be healed in the future, and this is a very severe description. In our Mishnah, the Ritva and the Ramban and others explain that Neshech is the term referring to causing a bite, in other words, a financial loss. And the term tarbis refers to the ribui, the increase in money of the lender due to the loan that he's giving the money on interest and charging interest. In truth, the Gemara's conclusion is that every form of neshech is also a form of tarbis. The prohibition is about, therefore, a person profiting off of a loan, in the words of Rabbi Breidowitz in his essays in Parshas Mishpatim, Tafshin Pei, in the Shir, he says what's abhorrent about ribis, about interest in the eyes of Torah, is the idea that all the risk is on the borrower. If he's borrowing money for a business venture, it might be a big success. It might be a terrible failure. The borrower is taking all of the risk. The lender says, I will lend you money, yet to the extent possible, I want my loan to be guaranteed. I'm not sharing the risk. I'm not an investor with you. If your business fails, I'm not going to share in the loss with you. I want my money back no matter what happens. If you're successful or you fail, my money has to be paid back. So that's what the Torah doesn't like. The Torah doesn't like a relationship between Jews where the lender does not share in the risk with the borrower. Therefore, one of the ways of circumventing the laws of ribis is by turning the transaction from a loan into an investment through the Heter Iska. We're going to discuss more about this. It's consistent with the will of the Torah that people become partners in an enterprise. So the Torah connects the prohibition of Neshech, of ribis, with Yetzias Mitzrayim. These are in the Psukim in Vayikra. And Vayikra, Perachav Hei, it's a whole series of verses that describe the prohibition. And it says that you have to remember the fact that you left Mitzrayim. What's the connection? So Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, differentiated in Egypt between firstborn and non-firstborn in the final plague, which is otherwise a fact that's very unobvious. It's hidden from a human cognizance to be able to tell the difference. Hashem knows the facts and will punish the person who lends and pretends that the money belongs to a Gentile, which we'll discuss in tomorrow's dust. That's one approach to the connection to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The Al-Sheikh explains differently, that the connection is that in Yitzhak Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt, we experienced the great miracles and wonders of Hashem's involvement in the world, Ashkach of Hashem. Therefore, lending on interest, it's a lack of Amun HaBashem. So a person has such a lack of faith in Hashem. You're going to give this money and you don't trust that Hashem's going to make sure you get the money back. One way or another, he's going to get the money back. But if a person is charging and doing it this way, it's showing a lack of faith in Hashem. And it's a result of lack of faith. He pressures the borrower and he rejects the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He rejects the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the test of Emunah, to learn the concept of Emunah and Hashem. In the words of the Sefer HaChinuch in the 68th mitzvah, great to learn the Sefer HaChinuch when we read these mitzvahs from the Shoresh of the mitzvah, because Hashem desired the settlement of His people, which He chose. He wants people to be able to live, and therefore He gave a mitzvah to remove the obstacle from their path, that one should not swallow up the wealth of his friend without his even feeling it, until all of a sudden he finds his house empty of all goods. As we enter this parak, it's an incredible opportunity to strengthen our emunah, to believe that when we help another Jew, when we help another person, Hashem is going to make sure that we get paid back. It's going to happen. Let us stand that test.